session number 30,004, Mr. Len Selick, Reel 1. Can you tell me when and where you were born, Mr. Selick?
I was born in Highgate, London, in the 13th of July, 1936.
And could you tell us a bit about your family background, what your mother and father did?
I was the youngest of five children. We were brought up, I have to say, in poverty, which we all rose again. We lived in Islington for most of my life, where I still do.
Were you born in
Highgate Hospital?
Right, you lived in Islington.
Yes. The only one of the family that was actually born in hospital.
And what sort of place did you live in?
We lived in, the best way might flatter it a bit, but we lived in a slum in Chapel Street. We had only gas lighting, no heating. It was above an abandoned shop. It's not a very good start to life.
You have the normal facilities, or you know?
We had cold water. That was it.
Now, what did your dad do for a living? Was he an employment?
At the time, he was a plumber. He had been a steeplejack, and then he was a plumber, and he was an alcoholic. Not necessarily in that order. Sorry.
And what about your mother? Did she work, or was she looking after family?
My mother really brought us up because of the money situation, and she played the piano in pubs locally for pennies. They take the hat round, and that's really what brought up the five of us.
Was it? I mean, it sounds tough, very tough to me.
It was.
Was it? Nevertheless, a happy family, because family can be...
Oh, yes. This is not in the form of a complaint. This, if I think I could say, if you were born in sort of poverty, it was irrelevant. That was your life. It didn't change. You saw people with money, but very few, because in 1936, in the late 30s, everybody was poor, mainly in the area in which I lived.
I mean, there's this old cliche that there's a sense of community in those. You say it was a slum. I don't like, do you what you. But was there a sense of community, or is that a myth?
There was definitely a community spirit there. Yes.
How did you show it?
Yeah. Well, all the kids sort of played together. All the grown-ups were together. Although, except my sister. My sister was a snob. She loved that, and she did not. She looked above her station, let's put it that way. But for the rest of us, it was, you could go in anybody's house, you didn't knock on the door, you just went in. Mainly because they were never closed. And you probably heard before that there's a string on the door and you could go in anywhere and just say hello. But yeah, there was a good spirit of community spirit then.
Now, what about the war? The war came when you were about three.
I was 3 years old when the war started. I was immediately evacuated, along with the five of us. And we were evacuated to Chippenham, and there to a vicar and his young wife, who wasn't there at the time. They came back from their holiday to find that they had five extra children. They had two of their own because it was the vicar's second marriage. These people I've met since as well. He became the dean of Ely Cathedral eventually. We stayed there for, I'm not sure of timing on that. That was one of my first evacuations. We stayed there, except my oldest brother stayed on, for about 6 months. They seemed to object to us beating up their children.
Now, you were very young. You'd be, what,
three?
I mean, do you remember much about how it felt to be a three-year-old evacuated? I mean, your mother wasn't with you, did
she? Mother did not come with us. I was actually very frightened. I can remember that. But tiny little snatches. I can remember walking to the school with the label and nothing after that. And of course, we were taken by train. I know from my brothers much more detail than I can possibly remember at the age of three. But I can remember fear.
Were you homesick with your mum?
Yes, all through the 5 years of evacuation.
So that was the first evacuation. That was still you say it's about 6 months, that's still about 5th of March.
I think the truth is that nobody could stand us, or me, I've been told. for long, and they would hand us back and then we'd go somewhere else. I had very, very mixed and unhappy evacuation. Now, my next brother, next one up in age, had a very good one, to the extent that he went to one not far away who wanted to adopt him, which is an impertinence, really, but, you know. But for me, I can't remember a happy time or a happy home that I was moved into. Some were very cruel.
So that first one, they weren't cruel, but...
No, they weren't cruel. I think you mixed a sort of middle-class vicar's family with gutter snipes from Islington. You've got a problem. And he didn't know how to handle us. He was a young man.
Now, that was the first one.
That was the first one.
And he came back about March-ish, 40.
He didn't come back. He was moved to another home.
Sorry, now, where did you go to next then?
Not far away, Haslingfield. Haslingfield, I think I remember. That's when I went to school at Haslingfield.
Now, what, who were you billeted with then?
I can't remember their names.
What sort of family?
It was a sort of a primitive farm family. I remember there was chickens and ducks, and they took delight in cutting heads off of chickens to amuse us, which was very sad. And
how did you react to that sort of country environment? Because you were getting older then, you know.
I didn't really understand the country. I can remember one incident going to school where I was wearing my sister's coat and shoes, which was part of the course then. And there was a horse. I always remember this horse over a fence, and it was neighing, as I know now. I thought he was laughing at my girl's coat with the fur collar, and so I took off the coat and stuffed it up my jumper and ran past him. That is so clear that I can see it today. Of course, it was a horse just doing what horses do.
But the
school was, yeah, the primary school, we seemed, as far as I can remember, we did half day school. My education was cut in half most of the 5 years, which I think are the very important years. Because of the weight of evacuated children, the schools, the local schools, couldn't really cope. So we did a morning or we did an afternoon. We did not do all day. That will show later in the education that I did receive.
So, how did you get on with the local kids at Haslingfield?
No, there was them and us. We were interlopers, smart Cockneys, problem to them, and they were a problem to us because they were thick. And that's how you took sides. So I can't remember any integration with the local children whatsoever. The only thing you had in common with is with the other London evacuees.
Would you fight for the local children? I mean,
whenever possible. Yeah.
And were they really thick, or were they just different or slower?
No, as children, you've got to find the insults. You know, you're fat, you're curly. You know, whatever it is, it's the same today. Children don't change to that extent. You know. But it was definitely them and us.
Now, how did this farm family treat you then?
Cruelly again. Hey, yeah.
What were you cruelly? Because I thought the first one wasn't cruelly. The first one was just a bit incomprehension.
The second one was just I don't know. We were the punishments. It was beaten a lot. As far as I can remember, I was beaten for 5 years, but not by the vicar.
what sort of punishment? I mean, how bad of it? You know, beatings range from a clip round the ear to.
Well, yes, you'd got used to that because that happened at school as well, so you sort of chastised all the time. I can remember being lonely, but that was later on. I can remember my brother and I tried to run away all the time to get back to London.
Well, that's later, really.
Yeah, that's...
So what kind of punishments, what kind of beatings?
Just a whack with a belt, which is enough, you know.
Well, at four...
Yeah, it's still a bit young. I can remember far more detail of my later years when I moved. I can't remember where we moved to then. I went to one which was very cruel. It was always cold, always had a snotty nose, cuffing it. No, you know, that's one of the big memories. Cold.
You don't know what, which town was
cold.
That
I don't know. I only know the later ones during the war.
So what, tell us the next one you do remember.
The next one I do remember much more clearly would be Newmarket. And we stayed with...
How old would you be there?
I'm going to have to be about seven, six or seven.
43.
Yeah, six or seven. And we stayed in a very posh Lady Newman, I even remember her name, house. Though we had nothing to do with a ladyship, we were looked after by a maid and a butler type thing. She had racehorses, that was grand, you know. And I can't remember particular cruelty there. That wasn't too bad.
How was your education progressing? Because this by now is 7, 8.
It's still they had the problem with how long for. You could only have a couple of hours. It stands to reason if a school was for 500 people and then 200 evacuees arrived, then they're going to split it. Very large classes. So education doesn't play a big part in my formative years.
So what else do you remember about Newmarket then? Were you still with your brothers and sisters?
No, just with my one brother, the one above me, my brother Ted. I spent most of the war with him. And he was the one who got me into the most trouble, usually, because he was 2 years older.
What would you get into trouble for?
Staying out, I can remember we was next to an army camp, Canadian army soldiers, and I can remember Ted wheeling away their regimental drum from the front of their guardhouse. In other words, we stole a drum. They caught us. It was mischief like that. I can remember that's the first time I ever drove a Jeep. I was a bit young. We'd go to the car park, which is a bit bumpy. I can still see it. It was a bit bumpy. And who taught me, I don't know, but you could turn the key, start the car. So there we were, sort of 8, 9 years old, driving Jeeps round in circles until we were chased off by the guard. So my first driving experience was at that age. I haven't improved since.
So you just did sort of low-level trouble, you know?
Trouble, in that sort, yeah. I can't remember anything serious at all. You know.
Anything else about Newmarket?
Newmarket, we were moved on. I had, again in mischief, I was taken ill with scarlet fever. I fell down a sewer, or I climbed down a sewer, and was pulled out by an American soldier, who surely must have got it off me by then. And I had scarlet fever and was in hospital there for some time.
That was quite serious, though.
Very.
Do you remember how bad it made you?
Very. I was very ill. I can remember being... The only time I walked through... Well, one of the very few times I walked through the hall of Lady Newman's house was on a stretcher, sort of carried through, and I'm looking round at all these paintings on the walls and things. I can still see that bit. And then in hospital I was put in a children's ward, which I hated. I don't know why, I just hated it. And in the end I was complained so much, when I was getting better, they put me in with the men's ward. And this was thrilling because there were sort of fighter pilots in there recovering, and they made a huge fuss of me, and I did have a good time there. So I was very happy to be with them. I can remember when a parachute came down and I told the other airman there, there's a parachute coming down. Oh, he'll be all right, you know. They were very laid back about it. Yeah, that was good. Then we went back to, when I was better, I was sent back to Lady Newman's, and there was another evacuee there, and I do remember his name, Alfie Tully, and he was fighting with my brother, and I went to the assistance of my brother and bounced a brick off his head. This, I think, was a step too far for Lady Newman. And after that, we were sent to Hunstanton in Norfolk.
So that would be when, 44?
Yes, yeah. And, of course, my brother was sent with me, because he was fighting and I was bouncing bricks on the other one's head, which is considered to be antisocial.
badly hurt? Or?
No, no. But I think she'd had enough by then and wanted something a bit more genteel.
So you were at Newmarket, 43-44,
yeah.
And then on to Hunstanton.
On to Hunstanton in Norfolk.
What about there? How are things there?
This was there. I don't know, everybody knows this, but very often when there was possibly a punishment home, but I was put in a children's home, my brother and I. And that took sometimes cruelty beyond the pale.
Well, tell us about it.
Well,
it was
a large house. I can't think that there couldn't have been more than about 15 children. As I say, it was paid for by the council. When they didn't have enough, they would take a house, they would put somebody in charge, which wouldn't, somebody possibly during war years wouldn't have been allowed anywhere near children, was put in charge. And they were just cruel.
What was your room like? I mean, were you all together?
We shared a room, yeah, we shared a dormitory. I can't remember particularly how many children were in there, but that was a shared thing. There was boys and girls. I would say about 15 of us. One of the punishments I can remember, by the way, is standing in the hall. And we had a girl. She must have been about 15 because she was far, far taller than me. And they stand her there till she fainted, and then you had to step over her. There was all sorts of cruelty. It was very, very strange people.
I mean, you're eight. That sounds a bit rough. I mean,
it was rough. There's one time, and I did it where I soiled my underclothes and was made to stand in a snowstorm outside and scrub them in a bucket of cold water.
Now, moving, you know, because that's obviously upsetting, what other memories do you have? I mean, what were these people like who were running it?
You didn't really have a lot to do with them, apart from the cruelty which I've just illustrated. It was a regimented, it was... I don't remember, I can't even see the faces of these people that run that. They would have been possibly a married couple. Again, I was young to... No more. I think about three people would have been involved looking after us.
Was it cruelty or neglect or ignorance, or is it all three?
No, I think it's all three. I think it's all three. The neglect, no, we were fed. One rather strange thing about these people was that on your birthday, this is on your birthday, you were given a present. It was a car for a boy, a wooden painted car of the period, probably homemade, and a doll for the girls. And you were presented with this present for your birthday. The day afterwards, it was taken away and given to another kid later. That is amazing, you know. It would have been best to give nothing. And I remember a birthday there, and I was given the little red car and was really thrilled. And then the next day, it was taken off you. Never really hear much about birthday presents like that today, do we?
I mean, this is a tough regime. Was the food okay, or was it...
I can't remember having a problem with the food. I can't particularly remember being hungry. I think we had probably had a good diet. I think we ate well, really, because we ate healthy. Tons of vegetables, very little meat, but, you know. No, I can't remember a problem with eating.
What about the education side? Were they educated within the home? Or
We used to go off in file, hand in hand, to the local school, which I can remember was on the cliff top at Hunstanton, somewhere on the cliff top. And through all sorts of weather, that wasn't a problem. I can't remember having a problem with that school. I think it was okay. We used to sing every time that there was a storm for those in peril on the sea at assembly. No, that wasn't a problem there. One of the nice things that happened there, that while I was there, I will do a bit of name dropping now, where we were scrubbed one day and took up to the cliff top that there was a big display on. It was for King George VI, and we were lined up, because we were the star attraction, we were the local children's home, I assume. and I shook hands with King George the VI, Queen Mother as she became, Princess Elizabeth, Princess Anne, and what a, for a topper, King Peter of Yugoslavia. So this is quite a big day. So I can remember that. And there was a demonstration of snipers. They creep along. And young boys, we were very interested in the war. Were very interested in these snipers who appeared from nowhere and stood up. And great. Good day out. One of the happier memories was that particular day. And another time, I don't know, they must have eased off, we went to some hills behind it and we had a fun day out with the home. So there's a mixture. I can remember rolling down very steep hills, as children do. And that was a nice day. It was sunny. It was, you know, another happy memory and clear.
What about contact with your family? Did you ever see your mother?
Mother used to try and come up during it. Mother worked, by this time, Mother worked locally, well, local to me here now, at the Agricultural Hall, which is now the business centre of Islington. And she had a rather amazing job of sorting uniforms, bloodstained ones from wounded men, and ones that, I think her job was ones that could be repaired and ones that had bullet holes in and you couldn't repair. It was a very unhappy job as well, I would have thought. And in the evenings, as I said, she would play the piano in the local pubs. But she would try to come to see us, but it was never easy. I don't think that parents were encouraged to travel. There was the thing, is your journey really necessary? But we would get letters. I can remember getting letters from my mother.
Did you tell her what was happening to you?
No. No.
Why not?
I've no idea. No idea. You are possibly, in your little mind, you'd think it might make her unhappy. I never did complain to my parents. My father, I never saw him.
Now, how long were you at this? Anything else about Hunstanter without, you know...
It would take a bit of research, but I have a strange feeling that Hunstanton could have been eventually closed down, because for no other reason than they moved us, we then, my brother and I, were sent to Bedford, to another children's home.
Now, would that be...
I can't think of... 44.
Still was in 44.
Yeah, still in 44. So I can't tell you how long I was there. But then Bedford was the next one. Hopefully the home was closed and the authorities knew that something wasn't quite right there.
Now, what was this children's home like at Bedford?
I can remember far more about this particular children's home. Again, it was not a happy place, let's just put it like that.
What sort of a home was it? Was it sort of?
It was a lovely house which I have visited since and had the pleasure of walking around where I used to sleep, which is amazing. My brother and I visited it. It was the you and I part opposite. It was in Cardigan Road. I know where it was, and it's now a school, part of a girls' school. There was a girls' school next to us, and they've bought this property. So it was a substantial middle class home originally.
So about five or six bedrooms.
And it had a wonderful long garden at the back, which went back to a garden wall with the gate in it. And as you went through the gate, well, still does, the River Ouse is just beyond it, which was, and a weir, which was great for us. Kids love that. So the location wasn't so bad. We were a bit stuck for enemies till we discovered opposite was another even bigger house standing in its own ground, which was actually a Dr. Bernardo's home. So the battle could start again between them and us.
What was the feud like?
Throwing conkers at them. And if you felt really vicious, you left them in the shells. So they were spiky. All sorts of catapults and things. I can remember that. And the brave thing to do was to cut through there to go to school. And try not to come under attack. So we found our enemy.
How violent would it get? Because one of those things it
would be that if we caught hold of one, or they caught hold of one of us, because they weren't exactly weaklings.
Kicking when you were down?
No, oh no, that was shocking. Oh no, no, no. If you kicked, you were no no. You were
so
no.
It was
no.
Just a bit of fighting, but if someone was hit, they wouldn't follow through like they would now.
It would be nothing like that. Kicking was a no no. Knives were a no no. Let's get up to date. You just did not. They were for foreigners, you know. Knives were for foreigners.
So these two, what about the local? Because they're also children with orphans and things in there. Whereas you were evacuated. What about other children? The local children.
The local children, as I say, we didn't seem to have much to do with them again. You wouldn't need to. In a children's home, I think this was probably about 20, maybe more children there. You could have your friends. You could have your friends within the circle, and there wasn't much need to integrate with the locals. I'm sure the locals always resented us. As more like race terms now, really. Anybody different is not acceptable.
Now, what about how were you treated at this home? Because it said not a happy memory again. You said.
I suppose it was always the discipline, the harshness. I can remember being punished. My brother has told me since that I was selected for punishment very often by a woman who bathed us. So I can't believe a woman bathed me at that age, but they did. And she would, she liked smacking you with a table tennis bat, not the modern one, the one with sandpaper on, in the bath, which sounds a bit perverted. There was also...
You'd be about, what, nine?
Yeah.
44, 45, 8, 9.
Between 8 and 9.
Were you still pretty naughty? I don't think you call it more...
I don't think it was any more naughty than other children, even today of that age, or probably less, actually, because of the capital punishment. Capital... not quite capital punishment. Corporal punishment. There was a young man there. We also, who helped run the place, which is highly suspicious because girls got different treatment to boys, and he would have girls down in the kitchen till late at night. I can't say no more, but it was highly suspicious.
It sounds as though you were better treated than the previous home.
Yes, I would think so. It was mildly better, mainly possibly because I was older. And we were allowed, I can remember sort of running around. We weren't exactly locked in, or I wasn't. It was quite a certain amount of freedom there. You could go down to the river and finish your education by watching Americans in the rushes with girls. shined it up a bit. You could... Yeah, there was a lot of freedom there compared with the other home.
Were you edging into the, you were at a children's home, you've been put in probably because you were pretty naughty. Mm. I think naughty is the right word. But there's always this thing that if you go in with other naughty things, it can sort of escalate and lead to, delinquency or thieving. Or the
there right was was there some. I can remember a boy who, I think he was German origin. Who was birched while I was there, which I found very impressive. And we were all very sad about that because he was a very, very nice guy as far as I can remember.
What had he been doing?
I don't know.
But were you getting worse? Do you think in your behaviour, were you starting, and I don't mean anything by it, but were you starting to steal or any of the worst? Were you getting worse in edging from behaviour to delinquency?
I can remember... It was always very small scale. I can remember stealing a shilling off of a boy, but that was all right because the boy's father gave it to him, and the boy's father was a policeman. So in my mind, that was justified. And I went to see the film called Fantasia, which was on at the local cinema with the proceeds.
But you weren't breaking towers or stealing?
Oh, no. No, 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 no.
Vandalism?
Never occurred to us.
But you were still more naughty than anything else.
Wherever possible, yeah. I don't think I've changed that much. It was naughty. But the punishment very often exceeded the crime. But then it always did. It did at school. If you were in school making, I don't know, a blot on your page, you could get a bash for that. So it's all relevant.